why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi, alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mahdi. Today, we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers, and we raise our hands in supplications, so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we are humbly speaking about the dialogues of the awaited Savior of humanity, the Master of the Age, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. This is a dialogue that Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, has with one of his close companions, Uthman ibn Sa'id. And so in this conversation and in this dialogue, we find that Imam al-Mahdi reaches a point and His Eminence says that on the basis of this, that means this occultation that will happen, and of course this greater occultation of which the timing of the end of this occultation is only known by the Almighty Allah, that on the basis of this occultation and not knowing the exact time of the reappearance, that the believers should keep away from their sensual carnal desires and remain steadfast on the path they were on before this greater occultation, meaning on the path of the 11 divinely appointed imams. And they must not try to search out needlessly that which Allah the Almighty has concealed, as they would become sinful. And they must not try to expose the divine secrets, as they would regret it. So a very interesting passage in this dialogue between Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and Uthman ibn Sa'id. Of course, the first two points that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, has put forth and has emphasized Of course, one is to stay away from these carnal and sensual desires. Of course, if one has intimate relations in a halal and a permissible manner, then of course this is something that is permissible, it is halal, and it is even recommended. So one of the sunnah and traditions of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, and one of the things that is highly emphasized in Islam, of course, is that one should get married, because marriage is a means by which an individual is able to satisfy their natural, sensual and carnal desires in a permissible manner. But of course, staying away from these haram desires, carnal desires, base desires is a must. And the other one, of course, is to remain steadfast on the path of the Almighty Allah. Of course, on a path that trials and difficulties and tribulations will come forth, but one has to trust the Almighty Allah through all of these. The other parts, of course, do not try to search out needlessly that which Allah has concealed. And of course, the last one being that do not expose divine secrets, as you would end up regretting. These two aspects are a little bit vague, so I won't be able to conclusively say something in that manner. But of course, this idea that you should not expose divine secrets, that is common sense. And on the other hand, do not search out needlessly that which Allah has concealed. If it's concealed, then that means that it should be concealed. And to kind of dig up that thing which Allah does not want you to dig up, of course, is a sin in a very basic manner. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sister Khalfan.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi Sahibul Zaman. First of all, this path of treading towards the advent of his zuhur is the path of wilaya, the path that we have to adhere the principles of people who are following this path of perfection. And this is none other than the divine leadership. And how do we go about paving this way is to make the whole society to be a single and unified body. In our surah Alhamd also, which we recite in our daily prayers, we say, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the right path. We don't only say, guide me to the right path. We want everyone to be guided, the whole society to be guided. So here we are told to love one another for the sake of Allah. And this is one of the best actions. Even when we recite Dua Nutba of Imam Zamana, we are actually wanting to call out in this manner that, for example, Hal min mu'inin fa'utila al-awila wal-buka? Is there any helper to help me so that I can prolong my cry? That means here I want a helper. I want to be unified with someone to help me cry also. So it's like two people's efforts which are prolonged are more than working independently. And this shows that two people's capacities are tenfold. And Allah likes that unity. And then also, Hal min jazu'in fa usa'idu jaza'aha idha khala? Is there anyone sad that so that I can help him when he's alone? So this is the spiritual grief. I am ready to help someone who is alone. In public and in private, Allah wants us to help one another. This shows that everybody should be unified enough to bring that the zuhur closer. So this statement shows that one is ready to render help to the one in the community, even if he be alone. So it doesn't restrict one's relationship to mosques or streets only. Rather, in privacy also, it wants each other to care about one another, to ask about one another. It shows that one should ask around and find out the well-being of a person, ask around with goodwill, and also visit one to their homes. And it shows that one should share the pain with them and also try to solve the pain. There's another statement in the same dua, we call out and we are crying, as nutba means to cry and to call out for the reappearance of Imam to be faster. So, hal qadiyat aynun fasa'adatha ayni alal qada? Is there any eye that is a split so that my eye can take and share some of the pain? So it shows that we want to even share each other's pain.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.